Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So we've got a new movie thing happening now. Studio Movie Grill. It's going to be at the Spring Valley location Saturday, September 7th at 4 p.m. You can register to go see it with some fan host at 1053thefan.com, then click on contest. The movie this time is It Chapter 2.
No. I'm looking forward to that.
That's a clown.
Wait, yeah.
That's hold a on. Stupid clown.
What'd you say, Shippy? That's pretty good.
You know what? I think you'd be a great clown, Kevin.
Oh.
I think you have the makings for a good evil clown. You got a great laugh.
I was a clown when I was like 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Michael Young loves you.
I followed it up next year where I was Big Bird, and then I found out Big Bird was a woman.
Hey, you know what I'd like to
do is
I know Cowboy fans are jealous that we get to go to a lot of practices and get a lot of inside scoop, but I think I'd like to hook them up.
Oh.
So if there's somebody out there who wants to go to Dallas Cowboys practice,
pick me.
Get an entire meal of food, eat lunch. This is Thursday. We're going to send you out there Thursday. All you have to do is be caller number 10 when we tell you to call in. It's going to happen one time in the 11 o'clock hour and one time in the 12 o'clock hour today and every day this week. So by listening to the Ben and Skin show, you could get a VIP trip to Cowboys practice, but you've got to listen for your chance to win, so keep on listening. Now, we're standing by at some point here in this segment. Maria Ho is going to join us, one of the greatest poker players on the planet. Over $4 million of winnings, I believe, or somewhere around that. She is a true rock star in the space, and she's going to join us in person, which is going to be a lot of fun. Before we get to that, I want to talk about CBD products. Rob Gronkowski announced a new line of CBD products. He also is leaving the door open to return to football. And we've got audio from him speaking in Boston, talking about the next chapter of his career, this business, these CBD products, which we've been hearing a lot about, and how he finally feels healthy. And he even hinted that he might come back and play again. He even talked about Andrew Luck a little bit. Here's Rob Gronkowski talking about this new CBD business.
Football was bringing me down, and I didn't like it. And I was losing that joy in life, like the joy. I'm sorry right now, but I really was, and I was fighting through it. And I knew what I signed up for, and I knew what I was fighting through. And I knew I just had to fix myself. And I believe I have the tools. I have the people around me. I have CBD Meditine around me now to help me to deal with my pain whenever I need it, during a workout, whatever it is, so I can do the most safe alternative way for myself. I believe I have the great people around me to get to where I need to get to in life. And I am very satisfied where I am in life now.
All right, let's get out of there. So the audio is a little crazy, but he's basically saying he made CBD Medic a part of his recovery. And now for the first time in over a decade, he's pain-free. And he says that's a big deal. He counted. He cited his countless injuries, his 9 surgeries during his playing career. He said he had no choice but to retire. What he was saying there is that the injuries took an absolute beating on his mind and soul. He was hurt both mentally and physically day in and day out and decided to walk away from the game for one reason. He had to recover, which is interesting. It's hard not to think of Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're similar ages. How old is Gronk? 31, 32? He's not. I don't know exactly how old he is, but I know he's early 30s. And just by the trajectory of non-injury standards, he's 30. Okay, you would think that he could still play, right?
Not by watching him run.
But yeah, it just you get so beaten up by all this stuff. And look, part of if you're going to sit there, I don't know the inner workings of this, but part of this is that if you're going to sit there and say, "Hey, I think you should take CBD. It's the ultimate product for your recovery." Then he needs to also say, hey, I probably feel like I can play again. But I can't imagine walking away from football and then going back for physical reasons. Witten is different, right? Witten went away for non-physical reasons and then came back. But guys that are all beat up and they're quitting because they're beat up, they're not going to want to put themselves in a position to get all beat up again.
Right. Gronk said he was in tears in his bed after a Super Bowl victory. It didn't make much sense to me. I couldn't sleep for more than 20 minutes a night after a Super Bowl win, and I was like, damn, this sucks. It didn't feel right. He said in 3 separate hospital visits, 1,000 milliliters of blood was drained from his leg.
God.
He goes, it's not normal. It was like record-breaking at the hospital. I was like, you know, I like to break records, which I do. I think I broke records on and off the field nonstop with injuries and everything. That's what I do. Now, CBD is still on the NFL's banned substance list. I don't know exactly what it is. Is it oil that's taken from marijuana?
Is it like hemp? I really don't know. I just know that they're starting to open up CBD shops all over in suburban strip malls, and so I'm just not sure exactly what it is.
There's a bunch of different types of CBD, though. Like, I mean, there's like a balm, you know, you have that.
But does it come from hemp?
I believe so, you know? I don't really ask a lot of questions.
Nithya's over here nodding. She must know something about the CBD world.
Cannabinoid. Cannabidiol.
But it's without the THC. So.
Well, why would you want it, bro?
Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it does have the THC.
I mean, you got to get that THC in there.
So I had a guy ship me some who said this would help me with staying asleep longer.
Oh.
And it has been used to help some people with narcolepsy. So I've tried it just as an experimental thing. Hasn't really helped me. But I probably haven't done it correctly. But the way I do it is I've got a little dropper, and you just drop a little bit underneath your tongue.
You sure it's not LSD?
Well, you know what? Now that you say that,
do
I know much about the guy that gave this to me?
Okay, here's the breakdown. People are asking, is CBD marijuana? No. Marijuana contains both THC and CBD. THC creates the mind-altering high.
Badass.
When a person smokes it or uses it in cooking. CBD is different. Unlike THC, it is not psychoactive. This means CBD does not change a person's state of mind when they use it. It does appear to produce significant changes in the body, and some research suggests that it has medical benefits, which is what we're talking about here. And so
they should ban that.
If right,
I mean, that makes sense.
So there's no reason for this to be banned, and really, when you think about what guys have been talking about for a while, wanting guys in the league want to be able to smoke weed, it's for the CBD benefit.
Yeah,
more than the THC benefit. Smoke, not that they
weed.
Mind the THC benefit, but the whole idea is to, as opposed to taking these opioids. You know, why not be able to take this oil that's going to help you be healthy?
This is so ridiculous the way, and there's financial reasons for this, but the way that we have been trained to think about these things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Advil's okay. CBD's not. Why? Well, the rich old white guys haven't figured out a way to monetize it yet. As soon as they get that thing under control, then we'll legalize it for you. How many times have you heard someone get off work and say, I'm going to have a drink to take the edge off?
Yeah.
Right? Why are they doing that? They're doing that to regulate their body. The NFL allows you to do that, but also the NFL has huge partnerships with liquor distributors and alcohol distributors.
Mm-hmm.
So it really comes down to, am I monetizing this yet? And so eventually, and I'm sure this is being worked on in the current collective bargaining agreement, they'll figure it out, these things that You know, and I understand the whole idea of performance enhancing, although if you ask me, I think if someone's willing to do that to their body, let them. What the hell? But they're trying to control all that. But there's no reason you should tell someone, hey, you can take this opioid, or here, you can take as much Advil as you want, but don't smoke that. You're not allowed to do that. The whole purpose is people are seeking pain relief.
Right.
That's the bottom line. You know, people do all these different things. They do yoga to seek pain relief.
Should ban yoga.
Yeah.
I am seeking pain relief. And I want to say this. If once CBD companies are able to advertise on the fan, come get us.
Yeah.
We're in a lot of pain. We're old dudes. I know. I play a lot of pickup basketball. I'm always in pain. I look at you. I can tell you're in tremendous pain right now.
My back and my ankles hurt all the time.
So let's go.
All the time.
Let's go. I think they already are.
Well, I believe I saw a corporate newsletter not too long ago that's like, we don't do this yet, right?
G-Bag did an appearance there the other day this time slot.
Okay, so the governor's off on that?
I don't know.
Okay, because the other thing, too, is like some states you can buy marijuana and some states you can't. And so these big national corporations are like, well, we can't take any marijuana money because, it's not in every state, and there's these federal laws and all this. It's also stupid.
I'm ready to go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I want to get high. CBD, someone hand me a joint.
I'm talking about the oil.
I'll do the oil, too.
I want to be out of pain.
Let's go smoke weed about it right now.
I'll spark that L and bathe in that oil.
Can specific companies, though, say, you know what, I can choose to drug test, and I don't want that to be allowed in my company?
Oh, sure.
I'm just thinking about this. I'm all used to the small town companies that I came from. They still get drug tested all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, for marijuana.
Right.
But I don't know about CBD, but they're talking about, these are like factory jobs. I know for the company my parents work at and my brother works at, they make airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do I want marijuana to be allowed in a factory where they're making and building airplanes?
Okay, so
I don't know if I want that there.
I like that. Now, but if you're talking about the difference between THC and CBD,
there's a big difference.
It's different. Like, why should something that's not a psychedelic drug that's just helping you with pain be banned in any way from anything?
Yeah.
It shouldn't.
And then, so let me ask you this. If CBD is basically for pain relief and there's no psychotropic effect or whatever that word would be, if you don't have that, then would you rather have your employee trying to do his job in severe pain, or would you rather have him address the pain?
Or would you rather have them getting addicted to opioids while they try to address the pain?
Right.
I'd rather not worry about them.
What?
I mean, that angle. That's a pretty good angle there.
Isn't that kind of the attitude people have taken towards this? Well, I don't do marijuana, so we should not make this legal.
I don't trust anyone.
Is that kind of where America's at on this?
I don't trust anyone who says, I don't do marijuana.
I'm immediately
out on that person.
Well, I'm not being political, but isn't that why it's not legal?
What?
Here we go.
Marijuana.
Yes, for political reasons.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So that's the point. Like, that's the whole point.
Dude,
there are people in charge who don't need that to be legal.
It's not that difficult. Go look at the states in which marijuana is legal and why it's legal. It's because these big, wealthy white guys finally figured out the way to get their infrastructure in first, and they're the ones that are going to make all the money off of it.
Dudes, are we allowed to do CBD oil? Because if we can, based on what we've learned in the last 4 minutes, I want somebody to dump a whole Gatorade bucket of it on me right now. Like, I just won a Ranger game. Our buddy Sterling, who won Fan Phenom, great dude, he said it works wonders for folks suffering from anxiety, epilepsy, and pain. It's a happy medium because it's basically the healthy healing properties of hemp, just without the THC, the part that makes you high.
Okay, so, and then is there any wonder at all that Roy White would be texting us during all of this? He said to me and Ben, you both should honestly be taking it right now.
Hey.
Wait, Roy said that, though?
I appreciate you guys.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
Thanks, Roy.
Yeah, I mean, and to his point, it's like, so when I go play golf, I do, I put a patch on my lower back.
For nicotine, so you don't smoke.
So I don't smoke when I'm out there on the course.
Yep.
But I'm able to hold a lit cigarette to the patch, and it makes me feel really good. And it just releases that same stuff that's in Ben Gay, like slowly.
It releases on your lower back.
Some Ben Gay release, and then it keeps it warm. And then as soon as the round is over, I put BioFreeze on it.
It's kind of a grinder app, right?
Yeah.
Man, you need CBD oil. Let me talk to my guy.
Rub it into me.
So do you have to page somebody, or what? How does it work?
No, it's at every strip mall in the
Let's
suburb.
Go!
What's BioFreeze?
But by the way,
that's what you put in your car.
Hey, dudes, if we go stand on the roof, they sell weed right over there.
You're like RoboSkin. You're putting antifreeze in your back.
He's got those. He's got the armor on like he's a
robot.
No, I'm not joking. We're not even a quarter of a mile from a weed spot, a legal weed spot. It's just right there on the way out.
Legal in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
But yeah, but I'm talking about CBD.
But not in the great state of Texas.
Dude, and now we're within 2 years on it being legal in Texas.
I've heard that. You know how many years I've heard that?
Dog, it's...
Oh, we're 2 years away. I've been hearing that since 2014, sir.
No.
And we're not 2 years away.
No. It's happening in the next 2 years because the people that are ready to make money off it are ready to make that money, Kevin. They're not going to let other people get that money.
Don't call me Kevin.
Is this not what David Irving was talking about? I mean, he didn't want to play football all. Also, but he basically was talking about this. He didn't want to take painkillers.
Yes.
God, I thought it was impossible to make David Irving look good in any of this, but it kind of does make him look good.
He's still looking to push all of his problems off on others.
And he's selling little tiny Bible of joints.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, he's selling weed paper.
Do you know who's like...
weed paper.
You know who is knee-deep in the cannabis business is Al Harrington. And that's why when we had him on that show that time... He was out there.
He did a refresh for a lot of sports fans. Yeah, Al Harrington.
You can go read this. There's one on the Players Tribune. So Al Harrington, when he went into the league, did not smoke marijuana. And then he was having pain issues, mm-hmm. and he started smoking it. And then his mother, who was, just the most holy of holy rollers, never took a sip of alcohol. She was having tons of pain as she was getting older. She had glaucoma. She tried marijuana, and it gave her instant relief. And so he actually put a lot of his resources and assets. Al Harrington was almost a Maverick. I think he chose to sign with the Nuggets over the Mavericks, but was a Pacer, came right out of high school. But he is very involved in the cannabis business. He's put a lot of his own money into it. So he's in a position to really make some money off of this. He's gone all in on it because it is going to be legal. I mean, for all these people that are like, I want the government out of my life, then really you're going to let them tell you what you can and can't do for your own physical pain, and you're okay with that? This is all common sense type stuff.
Dude.
But when you step back and look at it and go, oh, it's about the people who are going to make money off of it, that's where it's very frustrating to have your lives controlled by corporate entities like this.
I want a CBD partner before the end of the next segment. We need a partner. Let's go. I'm all about this. It's going to... relieve anxiety, pain, hell yes.
Oh, yeah.
If it's legal. And it is legal, right?
Absolutely, it is.
If it's in street, I was talking to a police officer about it.
I do it.
He goes, well, it's kind of a gray area. We're still learning about it. But CBD, yes, it is allowed. I'm like, okay, so it is or isn't? He goes, CBD, absolutely. I'm like, okay, but not weed. Not weed, not THC.
Right.
But that's got to be really hard for them to track, too.
There's a CBD store right down the street from the station.
Let's go.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.